Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get back to the Royals here. We're very happy to be joined by a friend of the show, Jacob Milham. He does fantastic work with Kings of Kauffman. Kind of recapping this recent skid for the Jacob, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself, C-Dot?
I'm doing great, man. Let's start with this. Do you want to start with the offense or Angel Zerpa? Both cost them yesterday.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and talk about Zerpa first. So it is... I mean, he is kind of rightfully drawn the ire of Royals fans over the past 24 hours. And, you know, we're still early in the season, right? We're only 18 games into a 162-game-long season. And, you know, the whole season, you look at the process or you can look at the results, right? And whether or not you look at the results or the process first, Angel Zerpa was the wrong choice. He has not been good this year against left-handed batters. And frankly, he hasn't been great against them across his entire career. And that was the man that manager Mac Otero went to. It didn't look good in retrospect. And I think they just have to wear that on the chin, you know?
This is the same argument that Rob made as well, is that he just thought there were better options out of the bullpen. What would you have done if you were Mac Otero in that scenario? Who would you have placed in the game other than Angel Zerpa?
So here's the tough part about where the Royals are right now in that situation. The Royals have not scored more than 4 runs in nearly 2 weeks. And they've scored like 24 runs in the last 11 games. Just absolutely anemic. So when you look at it and you have a 2-0 lead over the New York Yankees, I'm sorry. I think you have to, if you want to win that game, you can't try and trust a reliever who has not gained that trust. And frankly, I would have tossed Lucas Erceg in there for 4 outs. Get that last out, that inning, come back out for 3 more and keep it moving. That's, unfortunately, there's just no margin for error with this bullpen right now because the run scoring department is so dreadfully anemic right now, Carrington. That's just the reality.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. And when Rob wanted to discuss this, is I think both things are true. But my point is, I guess my analogy from earlier is a better way of putting it. when you watch a football game and the score is 13-10 at half, nobody thinks that that 13 is enough to win the game. You expect there to be more points to be scored, where if you're the Royals and it's 2-0 heading into the sixth inning, you just got to assume that you're not shutting out the Yankees for that day. You might end up doing it, but this is the team that is second in runs scored in baseball this year. They're probably going to get to 4 or 5, so you got to continue things. That yes, we can single out Angel Zerpa, but I think you just made the point that the expectation is that the rotation and the bullpen has to be perfect late in games, and that's just not realistic to carry an offense right now that's not carrying its fair share.
No, not at all. I mean, you go and you look at the rankings, and in my mind, in today's baseball, you kind of expect each team to score about 4 runs per game. I think that's about the league average right now. Right now, the Royals are averaging barely over 3 runs a game, and this is 18 games into the season. Now that they've had some offensive outbursts, they had that 8-2 win over the Orioles at home, but since then it has not been good, and fans' frustration has been mounting since that last good showing at the plate, because it highlights some of the other shortfalls in this team. You know, Chris Stratton can go out there and give up, say, 2-3 runs for the Philadelphia Phillies on any night. And those fans can kind of trust, well, maybe, you know, the Phillies can pick that up. They can cover up that mistake. And that's just not the reality in Kansas City. There's no quick fix to scoring runs right now. And that's just making more of the other so-so areas on this roster shine even brighter.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham joining us on the show. I'm not sure if you heard the stat that we had a couple of days ago, but in the 50 games leading up to the Vinny injury, the Royals had scored 249 runs. In the 50 games since the Vinny injury, so since the hand injury, they had scored 143 runs. Like, they are two completely different offenses that they scored. Is it just the Vinny injury, or what has changed from an offense that in June or July was one of the more potent and premier offenses in the American League to this just isn't a early season struggle for this team? It's really been a 2-month struggle if you date back to
today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Towards September of last year.
Yeah, so that's The reality of the fact is I want Royals fans to take themselves back to, you know, February, right before spring training, and you're looking at what this team did in the winter. I think that 4 out of 5 fans were okay. They weren't overjoyed, but they were okay with what the Royals had done to address the lineup because they trusted that Bobby was going to produce MVP-level numbers again. But they also trusted that Vinny Pasquantino was going to carry over the RBI production that he had in 2024. They were going to trust that Salvador Perez could continue turning back the clock after a kind of a career-worst 2023 season. They trusted that those two guys who really overperformed is an understatement for what Vinny and Salvi did in 2024. Fans trusted that those two guys could do that again and power that run-scoring effort that you're talking about, CDOT, and they were okay with it. Right now, it's hindsight is 2020, and you can say everything about the Royals should have added another bat. They should have done this. They should have done that. But the reality is they didn't because they trusted that Vinny and Salvi were going to be able to get it done once again. And just right now, they're not. Neither one of those guys is getting it done right now. And that has to be frustrating for the fan base and in the clubhouse.
I think that's at least my problem with all of this is I think there are two stances to have right now with the Royals, and I'm sure you've seen it on your website. There is a group of the Royals fan base that thinks that people are overreacting because it's so early on in the season. And then I think there's the other group that is simply playing the wait-and-see game. We know Salvi. We know Vinny. We know Bobby Witt. Those guys are not going to hit like this, Jonathan India. They are going to help turn things around. I think what has been frustrating, at least in the early part of this, is a lot of the pitfalls that they have run into, they were very easy to predict. Whatever questions that you had for this team on February 16th, all of those questions are now their biggest problems as we sit here on April 16th.
Yeah, that's the sad reality. I mean, I remember after the postseason was over last year, thinking, like, what do the Royals have to get done this winter? And the hope was, well, don't have MJ Melendez or Hunter Renfro as the opening day starters in the outfield. Lo and behold, that's what happened. And those two guys have had the lion's share of the work in the outfield. And that's probably where the I told you so Royals fans can put a little feather in their cap, because so many of these issues seemed like very blatantly written on the dugout wall that these were going to be issues. I think that you can be a Royals fan and have a foot in each one of those camps. I am not saying that the Royals season is over because they're 8-10, 18 games into the season. Frankly, there's a lot of other contending teams that are in worse standings, excuse me. But this is a systemic issue. This is an issue that is going up and down the lineup right now, it feels like. And last year we saw how bad it could get for the Royals when the top three guys, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, weren't getting it done and no one else came to pick them up. Well, right now, two of those three guys are not getting it done. Jonathan India is a little hampered. He's cooled off a little bit since his opening run with the Royals. I hope he gets back to that form and better. But there's no one else deeper down the lineup that you can hope will pick things up. Michael Garcia's hot start feels a little bit like fool's gold because we saw how bad he was to close out last year. And I don't even want to get the text line started on Hunter Renfro and MJ Melendez and Kyle Isbell. But it's a weird spot to be as a Royals fan right now. I would still be buying tickets to go out to Kauffman Stadium. I'm still tuning in every single night, because I think they can turn this thing around. But, you know, that clock is ticking, Carrington.
Jacob, are you encouraged by the fact that the schedule is about to turn around? I mean, they have one more game against the Yankees. They have a handful of games this weekend against the Tigers. And, I mean, you start to play teams that offensively are pretty close to where you are, where you should be able to kind of get right a little bit and you can maybe catch fire a bit. It's been a while, it feels like, if you date back to last season, that it feels like the Royals won 7 of 9, they won 8 of 11, and they kind of got hot. Now, a lot of that is just from you don't score enough consistently to get hot and go on those kind of runs. I think what people are holding on to is, and it certainly makes a lot of sense. I'm on that side. Hey, it's early. You look at the American League. It's all bunched up right now. Somebody is going to get hot, whether it's offensive pitching. And why can't that team be the Royals, especially in this early part when their schedule is about to lighten up a little bit?
Yeah, and I think that's some of the hope that Royals fans can have right now. If you were looking at the schedule before opening day, you knew that the first seven series of the season were going to be tough. All of those teams had winning records in 2024, and six of the seven made the playoffs in 2024. They were all very good teams who still had high expectations coming into 2025. And maybe a get-right series against the Colorado Rockies or the Los Angeles Angels, just bring down that competition level would be nice and get some more wins in the win-loss column. But unfortunately, there's a big morale blow right now in the Royals fan base because they feel like they can't hang with these contending teams. They can't hang with the Yankees or the Brewers or the Guardians. It's a weird spot to be at. I do believe that they're going to be in a better spot come May, but we still got to weather this storm through Easter a little bit longer, C-Doc.
That is our guy, Jacob Milham, joining us on the show. Jacob, before we get you out of here, where's your stance on meatloaf? We talked about this yesterday. The Yankees offer a meatloaf burger at the stadium. Where are you at on meatloaf?
Man, that is one of those dishes that is so easy to mess up, C-Dot. It really is. And I've had more bad meatloaf in my life than I've had good meatloaf. But that good meatloaf, I ain't going to lie, I'll come back to that. So I'm sort of pro meatloaf. Where do you fall, C-Dot?
Yeah, I'm on the negative here. I mean, Jacob, I mean, you know, I'm guessing when you and your wife go out and you ask her, hey, what are you thinking about getting? There's never been a time where your wife looked at you and said, I don't know, man, this meatloaf sounds pretty good. That's never happened to you, not one time.
No, it hasn't. You're right.
And think about it. You and her have had hundreds of thousands of meals together. She's never said that to you. It's because she knows it's really not that good. That's Jacob Milham joining us on the show today. Jake, man, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
All right. Talk to you later, C-Doc.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.